Hi, we're here at the Serbian Health Expo in Birmingham. Hiya, Doug. Doug, you're a committee member for the Food and Drink Group, and I understand you've got some awards coming up soon. Can you tell us a bit more about that, please?
Yeah, they're called the National Food and Drink Manufacturing Awards. It's the fifth year they've been running, basically, sponsored by IOSH, but run jointly by IOSH and the Food and Drink Manufacturing Industry Forum, which involves HSE employers and unions from the industry. And basically they're to encourage people to submit entries that are innovative, tackle a major problem they've had in their own workplace and can be proven to have had some sort of result, to raise awareness of the sort of good practice that's going on out there and to spread the news around.
Okay. And what examples of submissions have been in the past to give people a bit of an idea of what to expect?
Well, there have been some great examples in the past. In fact, at this conference we've heard from two of last year's winners, one of which was an attempt to change health and safety culture in the organisation by looking at how line managers were appraising their health and safety performance, which was done by setting up working parties involving the line managers, the workers who work with them, and senior management. And the other one of which was the one that won the overall award, which is a very innovative way of alerting people to the correct form of PPE they should be wearing in a very varied workplace by the use of a cartoon character called Pippi, who was very effectively used to get the message across in multicultural workplace where there are language problems, lots of things going on. Very innovative.
That sounds really good. That sounds quite interesting. So how can people take part in the awards? How can they submit their entries?
Very straightforward process. There's an entry form available on the IOSH website. If you go to the Food and Drink Group pages on the IOSH website, it's only two or three pages of an entry form. Answer the questions on the entry form. Attach any other additional evidence you need to get to it to attach to it. Get the entries in by the 3rd of August this year, and then there'll be a panel which meets at the end of August to look at all the entries, decide which winners are going to have. The winners are then notified and they're entitled to a free place at the IOSH Food and Drink Conference in October, and a chance, if they want to actually make a presentation at the conference to explain what they did and why it was so successful.
Fantastic. And I understand, Doug, you're on the judging panel.
I'm the chair of the judging panel.
Right,
I've been chairing it for the last couple of years, but I've been involved in the judging panel right from the start. And it's a fascinating process. There are all sorts of good ideas out there. All sorts of good ideas that can very easily be transferred in principle to other workplaces as well. And that's essentially what it's all about, is capturing that good practice, spreading the word about it, letting others benefit from it. But there's actually benefits to any organisation in taking part in the work process itself. Even just getting your entry together refiled is actually quite a good exercise to do in the workplace, because we're all very bad at recognising when we've done good things.
Yeah, sure.
And sitting down and going through the entry form with the people who worked on it and sort of recognising what they've done, actually gives benefits in the workplace.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, one of the things, really, when you walk around this exhibition today, there's a lot of ideas and products, but I think the profession tends to hide its light under a bushel, really. And I think awards like this are a really good prime opportunity to show up proactive health and safety in the workplace.
I think that's very true. And actually, it's interesting, in the 5 years I've been doing it, the ones that tend to win the awards aren't the ones that have got big, expensive capital projects or invested in lots of new kit. They tend to be very people-based projects, not very costly particularly to do, but ones that engage the workforce in the process and put up a very simple solution. So in one case, one of the awards won because they needed to keep workers separate from machinery, and they came up with using a bit of rope to do it.
Well, you can't get any better than that. Right, brilliant. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Doug, and I hope you get a bunch of entries.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.